Good morning. This is your audio on presentation skills, which is a component of the business and the marketing. And we're going to just give you a brief introduction into the fuller version, which you will listen to inside of the yoga training. So we want you to hear these concepts 4, 5, 6, 7, sometimes 8 times to really understand them and how to work with them. We feel that they're the most important building blocks for successful business coaching, and will help you in any field, whether you want to teach yoga or you want to start your own hair salon. In anything that you do, you're going to want to have certain tools and understanding of how the marketplace works and reaching your customers. And what's exciting about presenting these marketing calls is this is the first time I've put them together. So having myself learned a lot from Judith Mueller-Kiss, who had over 20 years in corporate marketing, and she was a successful HR director for Heinz and Coca-Cola in Hungary. Then she went to raise a family in Germany and did some coaching calls and had her clients. So she loves to work with startup companies, and she helped us for 4 years, and I'm very grateful to her. So we've pared it down, Judith and I, to 4 basic areas, key areas in the business coaching. One of those areas is the presentation skills, which is the topic of this call. So when you hear about that term, targeting your audience, you know, what does that bring up for you? Because initially, I didn't really understand that concept at all. But when I began to understand it, it was really exciting to me. So the story is, when I went to college, you know, I learned a lot about arts and sciences. I learned a lot more about abstract concepts and theories. I did not learn about the marketplace, and I was really keen when starting my business, not just in how to make money, but how to reach my audience and add value to their experience. And you know, I did a lot of things kind of backward at first to try to figure that out. So I would imagine myself as needing to be very charismatic, for example, and you know, just really give everybody that kindness factor and just over, you know, whelm people with schmoozing them and making them feel warm and welcome. Or I would get really wrapped up in creating charts and numbers and trying to see their progress over the course of 2 or 3 years, and not to get hung up on the results of just 1 or 2 weeks. Because as you know, and I, in yoga especially, 1 week you'll have a bunch of students and the next week you'll have very few. And it can be, if you're not tough sometimes, that can be disempowering. So what we really want to do when we're talking about presentation skills and targeting our audience is speak their language. That's basically what that is referring to. It means really getting into their shoes, understanding their background, what are their deficiencies. You know, you could look up and research. I'm going to give you an example in a moment. But speaking their language will get them on your level, and they will stay interested and listen. So let's just figure one approach. Let's say you've just graduated from a teacher training school. You loved it. You had a great time. But now you have to get serious. So you go, you bump into somebody and say, "Oh, hi. Gosh, I haven't seen you in forever. Last time I saw you was 10 years ago. How are you?" "Great. I'm in real estate now. What's going on?" "Oh, I'm a yoga teacher." "Really? Yeah. Gosh, I've heard a lot of good things about that. Is that really hard?" "Well, no, it's really, it's very doable, and you could do it too." Oh, so, and then you would start with your enthusiastic speech. And I did that for years. I just love yoga so much. It's amazing. My grandmother does yoga. She's 91 years old. She lives alone. She drives her car. And she's done yoga for over 50 years. She's incredible. And I've been doing yoga for a long, long, long time now because I find it so beneficial for peace of mind. And I just love to live deeply and enjoy the best that life has to offer. Okay, well, great. And so I hope you will give me a call for yoga sometime. Great. Okay. Thanks. Definitely will do. And so that was scenario A. Now, if you have your presentation headset on, your headgear on, what you will want instead of that case scenario is to first have your definite why, what your target, your tagline, whatever it might be. For Clayton Yoga, in corporate yoga, our tagline is let our company help design a unique program to fit your company's needs. So let us help create a program to fit your company's unique needs. Okay, so we understand that all companies are not the same. Some companies are needing a little something different. Maybe time is an issue. Time is an issue for everybody, but particularly this kind of company, because let's say it's a factory and everyone gets off of work at 3 o'clock and only takes a half an hour lunch. Okay, great. Could we devise a yoga program for 30 minutes? Now, that would be speaking on their level. That is something that they might really wrap around. The other thing is you're also thinking about your side, and if they are an hour away to commute back and forth, you know you want to think that out, because that's not going to be good, driving an hour away to teach a half an hour class, unless you can bunch up a bunch of classes in that area, which is possible to do. So you could just get started and you could say, okay, well, I've targeted the area. I've looked at the surrounding area and there's a lot of potential. I see a lot of businesses thriving, and I'm going to start off with the one class and I'm just going to get it going. One of the exciting things about when you get the noun into the verb and just get started, the phone starts ringing. Sitting at home, wondering, worrying, or just feeling generally anxious about business is not a good thing. You want to be in the active zone. So updating your materials, calling new prospects, that is the zone where I find energy is starting to give and take, flow in and flow out, and the phone will ring. It's amazing. Every single time I go to teach a yoga class and I'm just in the class, in the moment, enjoying myself thoroughly, doing my job, the phone will ring every single time. So that is just a helpful tip. We're going to talk about targeting the audience some more. So I want you to picture this scenario. I've talked to Mary Evaker. She's a college student. We've discussed back and forth some of her problems on the university campus. She is telling me a little bit about the lifestyle, and she's saying there's a lot of peer pressure. Kids are really kind of in each other's face a lot. There's just a heck of a lot of binge drinking and really not enough management of time. This is like a whole day will go by, you know, trying to recover from the night before, for example, and nothing gets done. So in my mind, from her conversation, I've gotten three things out of that. One is that these college kids are dealing with peer pressure, that they are very hurt by what others are saying. They are very affected and impacted. And two, they might socialize through excessive drinking, partying. this binge drinking can lead through the night. I know I've been there myself. I'm not a saint. And if you don't get to bed until 3 o'clock in the morning, your next day is over as far as I'm concerned. So the last thing is the time work balance. It's just off, right? Time management is not there. So then I might say to her, well, Mary, if you want to get yoga started on a college campus and you're really interested in getting this done and you've got this contact with the vice chancellor, and let me put together a program, let me put together just a 1 or 2 page outline and a proposal and get it back to you. Okay, sure. So then I go and do a bit of research and I look up some research studies in that area that address those specific attributes. So the three ways that I want to add value to her experience and for the other students on the college campus is I'd like to have better quality time. I would like them to have greater self-worth. That would address the peer pressure. And I'd also like them to become aware of how does their body feel when they are moderate in their approach, whether it's to drinking alcohol or it's to getting to bed a little earlier. So I would also go so far as to say, you know, here is a synopsis of these two research findings. So here's a little paragraph from this research, and here's a little paragraph from that research, just a few sentences and where I got it from, and then put underneath there a having a pilot 12-week yoga study program, proposal dates, say April 12th and 14th to sometime later in May. The cost, the contact person, and the coordinator. It always helps when getting new yoga jobs started is to have a coordinator on site. So you might offer them an added incentive, such as if you'd like to take the yoga for free, or if you'd like to come to my other yoga class for free. Sometimes it's not necessary. They're just very excited to get things rolling. So that's a really nice way to introduce your assets, your qualities, and that's how you would target. So you would become familiar with the client and how you might add value to their experience, and then you back it up with some research. So you could put it in a few sentences at the top that what I find that yoga will do, and stay on the positive. What people don't like, of course, is things to be pointed out about the negative, the deficit. We have too much of that. So let's look at the positive. So these are the things that we can add value to. Yoga will improve better quality of sleep. Yoga will help you make better choices. And yoga improves overall self-worth. Take a look at some of these findings from research, and we will call and follow up with you in a few days. Now, you always want to remember the call to action. We'll talk about that. And you want to remember keeping track of your potential prospects, and we'll talk about that. And we will also talk about having a kind of a case study on your clients. Sometimes it's nice to get the group to stay excited and motivated. You could have a pre-test and a post-test, asking them 8 key questions and then testing them after the yoga class and looking at the results. I find that that's a really helpful tool. What's also really nice is having nice company contracts, like work contracts in advance, ready to go. So, and a waiver form that will obviously protect you. And then getting, you know, into the language. And we'll talk more about that we'll talk more about all those things in the longer coaching call on this particular topic, which is the presentation skills. And if you can hear the birds in the background, so beautiful. I'm sitting with my back to the sun, and It's probably about 70 degrees. Sipping some nice tea. So life is good. I hope you've really enjoyed listening to this first little teaser. It's kind of just a taste of the first aspect of the business and marketing. And that is, again, on the presentation skills. Keep up with your homework. I definitely am here for questions, but remember to try to work steadily and try to continue to do the best you can, because I can't give you things. If you come to me and say, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? Then I can give you support and direction and guidance while you're in the course. So preparing for the course, extremely important in a 15-day intensive. After the course is complete, there's really not anything I can then do outside of hire me as a business coach, and that can get expensive. Believe me, I know. I've paid Judith really well for 4 years. So start working now, and if you need some motivation, give me a call. Thank you. Have a beautiful day. Bye.